Hey there, and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 27th, and today I'll be talking about what comes next for teams in the AL East. Okay, I did this series last year, and basically I just talk about all the teams in each division and what comes next in future years for them. I go from worst to best by record from the previous year. So, for the AL East, the worst team was the Baltimore Orioles. They went 52-110, the worst record in the American League, tied for the worst in the MLB. They did have some bright spots. Cedric Mullins had a career year, hitting .291 with 30 home runs. He was a first-time All-Star and finished ninth in MVP voting. And Ryan Mountcastle showed some good power with 33 home runs. The Orioles had the top-ranked farm system, the highlight of which being catcher Adley Rutschman, who should make his debut pretty early on this year. Grayson Rodriguez, a pitcher, is ranked third overall by Fangraphs, and he should make his debut this year as well to help out a rotation of mostly unknown players. While this probably won't quite yet be their year, the future does look bright for the Orioles. It'll be a while before they fully move on from their 2010s version, though, as they'll be paying Chris Davis through 2037. Best case scenario, their top prospects get acclimated to the big leagues, and players like Cedric Mullins, Ryan Mountcastle, and Anthony Santander stay healthy and continue their big league performance. Worst case scenario, well, the worst case scenario is just what the Orioles have been for the last 5 years, which is not very good. Moving on, a very big jump to the Blue Jays, who despite going 91-71, somehow ended up being fourth in the AL East and missed the playoffs. 2021 was a big jump for them. They had 5 All-Stars, including Cy Young winner Robbie Ray, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. They got even better this offseason, adding Kevin Gausman and Yusei Kikuchi to their rotation to help replace Robbie Ray, who left in free agency, and trading for Matt Chapman to help out and bring some good defense to the hot corner. They have a lot of young talent as well and should be good for a long time to come. Best case scenario, I think they could win the World Series. They made a lot of big moves this offseason, and despite the tough division, I definitely think they're capable of it. Worst case scenario, probably an early playoff exit, especially with the expanded postseason. I don't see a way where the Blue Jays somehow miss the playoffs this year. Next, the Yankees went 92-70 in 2021, lost to their arch rival, the Red Sox, in the AL Wild Card. Aaron Judge managed to stay mostly healthy in 2021 after 3 injured seasons. He hit 39 home runs with 98 RBIs. Gerrit Cole had another fantastic year, but the big reason for their struggles was their fielding. That was their biggest weak spot. They committed the 5th most errors in the league, but they clearly made an effort to improve that this offseason by bringing in shortstop Isaiah Kiner-Falefa and Josh Donaldson, 2 elite fielders. Best case scenario, I'd say make it to the ALCS at least, probably. That's the best case scenario. Could win the pennant, make it to the World Series. I don't see a World Series win, though. I think they're in too competitive a division and don't quite have the talent for that. Worst case scenario, I honestly think they could miss the playoffs, even with the expanded postseason. Then there's the Red Sox, who also went 92-70, but made it all the way to the ALCS before losing to the Astros. They had a very efficient offense last year, but below average pitching and very, very bad fielding. Like the Yankees, they committed the 2nd most errors and converted only 66.5% of balls in play to outs, which is the worst in the MLB. They signed Trevor Story, which is really big he's a great hitter, but also not a very good fielder. So that doesn't really solve that issue. They also didn't really make an effort to improve their pitching this year. Over the offseason, but it'll be interesting to see how they do. Best case scenario, make it to the ALCS as they've done in recent years. However, they've struggled to make it take that extra step to the World Series. Worst case scenario, like the Yankees, miss the playoffs. Even with the expanded postseason, there are a lot of teams in other division that are really competitive and hunting for that 3rd playoff spot and competing with the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Rays is going to be very difficult. And speaking of the Rays, They're the final team. They went 162, lost in the ALDS. They've revolutionized the game of baseball over the last 10 years with their advanced analytics and Moneyball approach. But even with all their success, they've managed to stay as financially efficient as ever. In 2021, they spent only $1 million per win above replacement, leading the league. For some context, the Diamondbacks spent $23.3 million per win above replacement, putting them in dead last in that category. In fact, you have to go all the way back to 2000 to find a Rays team with a payroll of $80 million or more, even when adjusting for inflation. Their farm system is as fruitful as ever, and the Rays have stars of all ages on their big league roster. Randy Arozarena won AL Rookie of the Year last year, despite being 26. Wander Franco is just 21 and already looking like a superstar, and Brandon Lau is coming off a career year. Corey Kluber is on his fourth team in as many years, but they signed him this offseason, and he should be a good veteran arm to help out their rotation. Best case scenario? Definitely win the World Series. The Rays, they've never been a team for the spotlight. They play in arguably the worst stadium in the league and are from one of the smallest markets as well. However, it's what makes them so interesting. Right now, they have the 11th highest odds to win the World Series, despite being much better than any of the hyped-up teams. And many of the hyped-up teams. Even though they didn't make big off-season moves like the Dodgers or Blue Jays, don't count out the Rays to make a deep run in October. Worst case scenario, I'd say a wild card spot, which is pretty good for a worst case scenario. I don't see a way how the Rays miss the playoffs. They have too much talent. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written, recorded, and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to FanGraphs, Baseball Prospectus, and Baseball Reference for providing resources for this episode. If you enjoyed, please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, I'll see you in the next one.